President Trump is expected to sign a border security deal to avoid another partial government shutdown. We're getting the latest here on The Morning Show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. Democrats and Republicans formulated a deal late Monday on legislation to fund the government. Then on Tuesday, we learned about this agreement in principle. And yesterday afternoon, the president spoke before top law enforcement officials at a conference in Washington.
As we review the new proposal from Congress, I can promise you this. I will never waver from my sacred duty to defend this nation and its people. We will get the job done. The wall is very, very on its way. It's happening as we speak.
Congress faces a looming deadline to get a deal passed and signed by the president before tomorrow. So let's go right to analysis. Alisa von Hagel is an associate professor of political science at UW-Superior. She joins us from our studios in Superior. Alisa, welcome back to the Ideas Network.
Thank you so much for having me again.
Well, bring us up to speed. Has this legislation come up for a vote yet in the House and Senate?
It has not yet. It seems as if it's pretty certain that it will pass through the House and the Senate. There's leadership in both that are expressing excitement over this deal, or if it, maybe not quite excitement, but at least acceptance, and are pushing their fellow colleagues to support it. As you mentioned, the president has seemed to indicate that he would be inclined to sign it, although, you know, it's really hard to tell because with the last shutdown, obviously, there was a belief that that budget deal was going to be reached. And then at the last minute, he refused to sign it. So as of right now, it seems as if it will hopefully go through before the deadline tonight, by the deadline tomorrow, excuse me. But it's still, of course, anyone's guess.
Well, let's take a step back. All week, lawmakers have been negotiating on Capitol Hill to craft this compromise legislation on border security funding. What do we know about this legislation?
Well, it is quite a long piece of legislation, so they're still going through it. Especially the White House has expressed that they are carefully combing through the document itself. But it does contain $1.375 billion for improvements of border fencing that are already there, and in some locations they are replacing the fencing. So it's a barrier of sorts, but it is not the concrete or steel wall that the president had argued that was needed. There's also components including the number of detention beds for the Immigration and Customs Enforcement Agency. There's just, I mean, a large array of issues, but primarily we seem to be focused in on those border security issues and whether or not that will be acceptable to Republicans, whether or not it'll be acceptable to the president, again, seems to be the key sticking point at this point.
Is this truly a bipartisan compromise? Did either party here have a leg up or, you know, have to give a lot on this deal?
Well, there were compromises certainly that were made on both sides. So the committee that was formed to create this budget deal is composed of Republican and Democratic legislators, leadership, also members whose border or whose district is along that U.S.-Mexico border that we've been focused on so heavily of recent time. And so there is a broad array of members who were involved in this deal, and Republicans certainly gave up some of their primary goals, particularly the president's asking for $5.7 billion for funding. So we certainly do not see that at all. We do not see any money appropriated for anything beyond a fencing or a barrier of that nature. And the Democrats also gave up some of their asks, I suppose. They had wanted much fewer dollars appropriated for ICE detention beds. However, they did negotiate and they agreed upon 40,000.
Detention beds at Immigration and Customs Enforcement facilities.
Sorry, yes.
Yeah, the text of this bill, more than 1,100 pages, it was released late yesterday. Yeah. So what happened yesterday in Congress to get this ready for a vote? And this is a lot to get through.
So the primary players involved, the legislators, hashed out the finer points of, you know, those debates that both parties were really holding firm to. And it's been work of aides, of legislators, of, you know, really everybody coming together and ensuring that this is, you know, is put together in full and it contains all the appropriate or all the requirements that are needed for this appropriations.
This is a seven-bill spending package. There's a lot in it. And besides border security has been the central focus of all these discussions. Remind us what other funding is tied up in this legislation.
Well, if we remember what happened during the last shutdown, I guess people probably don't want to revisit that time, but it involved everything from funding for our national parks to remain open. It contained funding for TSA agents at airports, for at the FBI, for many of our different law enforcement agencies, and in particular the Coast Guard would receive funding or will now receive funding under this bill. So all of those stories that we heard during the shutdown of all those individuals who were either furloughed or were working and not getting paid, all of those different agencies and organizations will now hopefully get the funding they need to operate in full. And one other key aspect of the bill that was that held up negotiations for a while was the issue of back pay for federal contractors. So under the last shutdown, all of the individuals, all government workers that were furloughed, that were working without pay, they received back pay for their time off once the government was reopened. However, for all of the government contractors, and there are contractors for, I mean, virtually any agency of the government that, you know, engages in some action, helps, you know, Americans in some fashion, they contract with different private companies. And those organizations, it was unclear whether or not they would get pay after the government resumed. So there is some language or indication in there that that there wasn't any funding for federal contractors in this appropriations bill. However, there are other means to achieve that, I suppose, or the other means to achieve it for those individuals.
We're talking with Elisa von Hagel. She's a political scientist at UW-Superior. We're looking at this border security bill. Elisa, before the government shut down earlier this year, the House and Senate had agreed on a funding bill, but President Trump refused to sign it due to the lack of money for a border wall. Do we anticipate history repeating itself here? And what are the president's options for getting this wall outside of this bill?
Well, I suppose it's not very academic of myself to state that fingers are crossed, but I'm assuming lots of people have fingers crossed, just hoping that it doesn't happen. And so we are at a different place than we were in the last shutdown. The last shutdown, the longest in our history, overwhelmingly Americans see Trump as the, if not the sole individual to blame, as a key driver of that shutdown. And also there is incredibly diminishing support for a barrier, a border fence, or a border wall, even in other types of barriers that have been talked about. So the president doesn't have a lot of political capital to make his claim, to make his argument that this is necessary to protect the nation's security and thus shut down the government again. Other options are available. He's been talking about declaring a national emergency, which would be fairly controversial and certainly would prompt swift reactions by legislators. There's other avenues that have been discussed are utilizing different streams of revenue that are meant for the Army Corps of Engineers or other type organizations. And I guess we'll just have to wait and see what happens.
Elisa, thanks for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me.
Elisa von Hagel is an associate professor of political science at UW-Superior. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. It is The Morning Show. You're listening to the Ideas Network.